I'll be reading from Exodus 14, verses 10 through 14, and verses 21 through 31. As Pharaoh drew closer, the Israelites looked back and saw the Egyptians marching toward them. The Israelites were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Weren't there enough graves in Egypt that you took us away to die in the desert? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt like this? Didn't we tell you the same thing in Egypt? Leave us alone. Let us work for the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to work for the Egyptians than to die in the desert." But Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand your ground and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. Just keep still." Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord pushed the sea back by a strong east wind all night, turning the sea into dry land. The waters were split into two. The Israelites walked into the sea on dry ground. The waters formed a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians chased them and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and cavalry. As morning approached, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian camp from the column of lightning and a cloud and threw the Egyptian camp into a panic. The Lord jammed their chariot wheels so that they wouldn't turn easily. The Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites because the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the water comes back and covers the Egyptians, their chariots and their cavalry." The waters returned and covered the chariots and the cavalry, Pharaoh's entire army that had followed them into the sea, not one of them remained. The Israelites, however, walked on dry ground through the sea. The waters formed a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. The Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians that day. Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the amazing power of the Lord against the Egyptians. The people were in awe of the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I was planning on visiting some friends this last March. They'd moved from Texas to Chicago last year, and I was excited that I didn't have school, I didn't have work. I was going to be able to buy a plane ticket to go see them and explore a new city. And then, of course, the pandemic happened, and instead I spent the week stuck in my apartment alone with nothing to do. And when I look back on the past few months, I think that's a theme that I've seen over and over again, feeling stuck. Like right as the weather was warming up and we were going to go outside and have spring break and play team ball, the pandemic hit. And so we set our sights on summer instead until vacation started to get canceled and we couldn't go to the pool with our friends. And we keep moving these dates back and back and back, waiting for something to happen. But there's this cloud of fear over us, this doom and gloom. Every day feels the same, kind of feels like we're stuck. We're continuing our series, The Good News, which seems kind of ironic these days, maybe almost ironic with the world around us. But in our scriptures today, we find the Israelites stuck in a similar situation, themselves feeling stuck as well. You see, for generations, they had been enslaved to the people in Egypt, working for Pharaoh. And they held out hope that one day they would get out. But day after day and year after year, they were still building bricks. And then Moses came. And he got Pharaoh and he convinced him to let the people go. And so they packed up their things and they started to head out excited to be free. But before they got too far, they find themselves being chased by Pharaoh's army because Pharaoh had changed his mind and wanted them to come back. And the way they were traveling made it so that they were stuck in between the army and the sea. And they found themselves with literally nowhere to go. The Egyptians are coming for them. And they couldn't go back to their old life when they were slaves, but there was no real way out of the situation. So they turn frustrated to Moses and say, "Why didn't you just leave us back there in Egypt to die? Why did you have to bring us out here?" And maybe not so dramatically, but I find myself asking similar questions. Why is it like this still? What would I be doing right now if there wasn't this pandemic? Think of all the things I could have been doing. Think of all the people I could have seen, all the good I could have done, but I'm stuck here doing nothing. And it's hard. Because it seems like no matter what we do, however much we improvise fun and try to adjust to this new normal, we're still in the same situation. There's no denying that this reality that we find ourselves in is hard. Whether the virus has touched you personally, it's touched a family member or a friend, or you feel relatively safe, there's no way we can magically snap our fingers to get us out of the situation that we're in. So we look to the story of the Israelites today. And we recognize that it wasn't what they were going to do. It wasn't about what they could do to get themselves out of the situation. There's no way they could muscle out of it with their own merits. And there's no way that we're going to muscle ourselves out of this situation on our own merits either. And I'm not talking about the personal responsibility we have to keep ourselves and one another safe. I'm saying that that's something we can do. What I'm saying is that in the midst of all of this, we can remember instead what God is doing. And God is one who is liberating. Just as the Israelites were about to give up, God tells Moses to stretch out his hand and God parts the sea. Can you imagine what that would have been like? The marvel of the moment? To walk where seaweed was growing, where fish had been swimming, to be safely nestled in between these two walls of ocean, of water, safe for once. God created a path for the Israelites when there was no path that they could see. When the people of Israel stood still for a moment, God fought for them. Because God is a God of liberation. And I see the same being true for us. During this time, I've connected with people and I haven't talked to in a long time. During this time of social distancing, I've seen our church care for the most vulnerable over and over and over again. I've been able to make space in my life and have quiet where before there was hustle and bustle. Slowly but surely, God is liberating us from the things that we were enslaved to. And even though there's a lot of grief to bear during this time, we can trust that God is going to make paths where there weren't paths before. That God is going to show us a new reality that we have yet to see. God is teaching us something about who we are, what true community means to us. What I'm saying is that it's time for us to stop trying to worm our way out of the situation and let the Lord fight for us. In our stillness, God reveals something. And so how do we do that? Maybe the goal for us is to get out of the way, to quit rushing God's timeline, to believe that God is making a way for us. And so we take stock of those good things that are going on. Instead of being like the Israelites who asked Moses why they brought them out, why God brought them out there to die, we look at the good things happening in our life. We pay attention to the good news that God brings. And when it's hard to be grateful, we trust. We trust that liberation is coming for us. And so we look to the story that people have looked to for thousands of years, and we and we trust that the same God will provide for us too. What a story we'll have when we can look back on this and say, God sustained us and God rescued us. So I invite you to focus not so much on what you need to do to get out of this mess, but to listen and to remember what God is doing. The good news is that God is making a way out of no way. God is fighting for us, and we need only to be still. Amen.